Hey, Tammy, how are you doing? Your amazing boyfriend reached out to me, asked to record a speech for you, and here I am, recording a speech for you. I am going to the best of my ability, dwell deep down into my heart, and really think about what needs to be said in order for you to feel good about yourself. To know that you can get out of depression and that your mistakes in the past will not, should have no effect in your achievement of long-term happiness. So basically, you've gone through a lot, a shit ton, a lot more than other people can say they've gone through. You've been through drugs, you've had your kids taken away from you, and you're trying to get them back, and you're trying to get a job in the field that you love. It's hard. It's difficult. You're going through a lot, and it's so amazing that you are still fighting the battle, even though it's an uphill battle, a lot of a higher inclination than other mountains. You're doing everything you possibly can, and it is draining. It is very, very draining what you are currently going through. But you have the support of an amazing boyfriend who knows that you have a heart of gold and knows that you want to be happy. And knows that you are bright, intelligent, beautiful, the works. He supports you in everything that you do. It's hard. Sometimes it's easy to forget about the people that are around us, the ones that work tirelessly to make sure that we're happy. It's only until we lose that person do we realize that, like, oh my God, that person cared about me a lot. So I don't want you to lose this man. I want you to, in turn, realize what he's doing for you in hopes that you start letting go of the negative emotions associated with your past and replace it with some positive energy in your present. Now, the reason they call it like the present day is like, wouldn't you feel like the present is a gift? Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Sometimes stress tends to get the better of us, and we tend to forget that every day is a gift, and we have to live it to the fullest in order for us to maintain this appropriate level of sanity to take on the next day. But living to the fullest doesn't necessarily mean you have to feel bad about not reaching your fullest. It just means taking a step in the right direction. Every day is a gift, which means basically every day is an opportunity for you to progress a little bit. Every single day is a way for you to take a step forward and do not take a step back. The last thing I want you to do is take a step back. However, what I do want you to do, and what your boyfriend really wants you to do, is to take a step forward. Remember the fact that there are people who care about you, complete strangers. Hell, I'm right here recording a video for you, a speech, in the middle of the week when I work tomorrow, whatever hours, and then having to, be busy after work, and like I probably should be doing a lot of other things right now, but like the most important thing for me right now is recording this speech for you. You make me a happy person, and you must be like, how? How is it that this person is happy because of my situation? And the truth of the matter is that you're allowing me to be myself. When someone can allow you to be yourself, you take pride in that person. You respect that person tremendously, and you thank them. You thank them so fucking much because it being yourself is difficult. It's hard. It's not easy for us to do. And so I have it, and I want to maintain it, and you allow me to do that. And so for that, I have a lot of respect for you, and I thank you. I'm actually thanking you for letting me record this speech for you. Sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? Basically, what you have to remember is that we're all connected, and I wish to inspire you, to give you a sense of good feelings, because you deserve it. You've gone through a lot. Doesn't necessarily mean that you are set to suffer for the rest of your life. That's not how life works. Life gives you what you put into it. And right now, it doesn't seem like life is giving you a whole lot, but I promise you, Tammy, baby steps. motherfucking baby steps is what you need to remember every day that goes by, because I promise you, at the end of your journey, you're going to look back and say, oh my God, I can't believe that, like, I can't believe that I've, you know, I felt like that, but I'm so much happier right now. And I know that you can attain long-term happiness. I absolutely, positively, optimistically, genuinely believe the fact that you can achieve some crazy, crazy happiness in your life. And really, you have all the necessary tools in order for you to do that. Now, it doesn't seem that way right now. It doesn't seem like that at all, but you do. You have the support of a complete stranger who wants you to be happy, but you also have the support of someone who wants you to do everything that you want in life. Your amazing, amazing boyfriend. Cannot speak highly enough about this man. He honestly wants you to be happy and will do whatever it takes to do that in order for you to achieve it. Now, the most important thing for you to remember is that your past is your past. You cannot fight the past. You have to accept it. Come to terms with what has happened in your life, and then move forward. Because so long as your past lingers in your mind, if you have not made peace with the fact that the reality of your life is currently what it is, it's going to drag you down for many, many, many years to come. So I urge you to take a step back, self-reflect on your past, and make peace with it. But make peace with it knowing that you're going to improve by taking baby steps as the days go by. Because guess what? Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. Years turns into decades. And then, like, oh my God, look what happened to our life. Like, life goes by really, really quickly. And I'm sure as you know, it's not going to slow down anytime soon. It's just gonna pick up. And so every single day is a struggle. It's a struggle for us to find out what makes us happy. Every single goal for every human being is to be happy in the long term. And so all humans have this common goal, yet not one single human being, as compared to another, achieves happiness the same way. We all forge our own path for happiness. There's no way around it. You cannot copy somebody else's path of success and apply it to your own. Like copy and pasting, it doesn't work that way. What in turn you need to do is know that every single day is a day that you allow yourself to progress, and if that means coming to terms with your past or start applying to some different jobs. I know you're applying, and I know it sucks. When I didn't have a job before this one, I was pretty demotivated too. It was horrible. It was a really, really, really crappy feeling, and I was just pissed off at the world. I'm like, why won't people hire me? It was frustrating, but like, that was just one aspect that stressed me out the most is only part of your stress right now. So you have a very strong mind. You have a very, very, very strong mind, and you are optimistic. I know you are, because you're getting up in the morning every single day. The fact that you message your boyfriend and say that you want to get out of depression and do not want to be like your father, even though sometimes it feels that way, tells me that you are struggling. You're trying to find what works for you. Part of success comes from failure. Remember that. Just because you have quote unquote fucked up in your past, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's impossible for you to, you know, get long-term happiness. What it means is that you know how bad things can get if you let things start to slip. But in turn, if you start to, you know, focus your attention like a laser beam, you can achieve some amazing, amazing, amazing success in life. Never doubt your ability to succeed. We human beings, we persevere over even the worst of odds. So don't feel bad that the past has occurred. Like I said, you have to come to terms with it as opposed to fight it. Acceptance is really, really important. And putting your attention to the people who make you happy is what you need to do in order for you to conquer your depression. Your path is like thickened with lots of like forest, you know, and when you look at it, And you're like, oh my God, this is so like thick. I can't go through a path that's so thick. That's what depression feels like. It almost feels like it's like a chokehold for your progression to long-term happiness. It almost feels like your tires are stuck in the mud and they keep spinning and spinning and spinning. And no matter how hard you try, it just doesn't seem to go anywhere. So basically, I end this message with some words of encouragement. I know that you can go through and get your tire out of the mud. I know you can look at that wooded forest and say, you know what? Just because it looks like I can't go in doesn't mean I can't go in. You need to begin to realize your true potential by taking baby steps forward. Because like I said, days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. You know, like, you know exactly how fast time goes, and you know exactly what is needed for you to reach long-term happiness, and that is surrounding yourself with good, positive energy to lift you up. Because you know what? As much as we like to think that we're all independent in nature, we depend on good people to bring us up, which is why a lot of people, when they hang out with bad people, it brings them down, right? Like, people think that, like, oh yeah, I can be independent of my own happiness, but it just doesn't work that way, because we depend on other people. And those people end up, you know, hanging out with a bad group of people, and it drags them down. You want to be brought up, not dragged down. And brought up doesn't necessarily mean that other people are getting dragged down. You just need people with strong personalities that can maintain their level of mental sanity while bringing you up. And those are the most passionate people, the happiest people. And like I said, you know, like, I might be recording this video, I might be like really positive, but it doesn't stop me from having bad days. I have bad days all the time. Some days I'm just like, fuck, why the fuck did this have to happen? God motherfucking damn it, this piece of shit day is making me so angry. But like, I always make sure, I always force myself to talk to someone who is really close to me, either my girlfriend or my friends, and you know, we talk about something to bring me up, and really, that's the most important thing. You can go through like all these crazy motions of happiness, sadness, motivated, unmotivated, depressed. You know, like, you can go through all of those emotions in a day, but it's how you end it off. It's how you end it off as going to affect your next day. And so you always have to be able to ask yourself, what personal success have I been able to achieve today? And do not belittle any little success that you make, because those little successes start adding up. They start adding up a lot. Nobody ever looks at like this big fucking Lego design and say, you know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. I know this is going to sound really, really weird, but you know Lego? Lego, they come in like little pieces. When people dream big, they start putting the Lego pieces together, and they persevere, and they start stacking one on top of another, on top of another, and then like they end up getting this amazing design. But the reason they were able to get that amazing design is by persevering, by knowing, by envisioning something. And so even though it was building like one block at a time, like little tiny, tiny, tiny ass blocks, one little bit at a time, you need to be able to say, oh, okay, so I don't need to think about like the little blocks. I need to think of the big picture. Never, ever forget the big picture. And the big picture is you being happy in the long term. And you have to do trial and error. Certain things won't go your way, but that's okay, because certain things will go your way, and then you'll realize what makes you happy, and then you start fine-tuning your day-to-day activities to reflect what makes you happy, and then you start forging your path. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. So don't think about the little Lego pieces when you're trying to dream big and make that big, awesome design. Just dream big. Think big. Never, ever, ever limit yourself by just... being passive in life. Dream big. Think positive. I promise you it will reward you. And it'll take time. It won't be like tomorrow or the day after, but I can promise you that tonight you are taking a step in the right direction by listening to this speech. And then tomorrow you'll be able to take on those little successes. And then the next day you'll be able to focus on other little successes, and they start adding up. Don't ever forget that. I promise you'll be able to be happy in your life. You'll be able to get out of depression, and you'll know the true value of life, and you'll inspire others to follow suit. Like, just like I'm inspiring you, you're going to inspire others, and it's going to be beautiful, wonderful, and I want to hear all about it. I want you to maintain an open communication with me. If you need to send me a message in a day, another day, a week, a month, a year, I don't care. I want to hear from you. I want to know about all your success. I want to know about everything. That's how much I care about you. And with that, I leave you. But I'm always going to be here. So I'm not really leaving. I'm just taking a step back. I'm receding back into the shadows. And I look forward to hearing you. Just like a ninja. Goodbye.